Verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I don't want to do. For what I do want to do, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For we know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to desire is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I do not want to do, that's what I do. Now if I do that which I don't want to do, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now, we've studied all that except for this last part is where I want to concentrate. When I would do good, or when I want to do the right thing, whenever I want to do the right thing, the evil one is present with me. Why? Because you've raised him from his deadly head wound.
Sin revived.
Sin is revived. Now, this is why in the book of Revelation that it talks about this evil one that has raised himself from his deadly head wound. Well, you are the one that raised him by wanting to do something other than stay in the moment of faith. Every single time you think you want to do good, you want to do something right, then you've raised the evil one from his deadly head wound. There's nothing more important than this in terms of how you conduct your daily life. You must abandon yourself at all times. And if there's doubt, you do nothing. You wait. But otherwise, you're going to constantly be led astray. You'll be led by your nose. The evil one has a ring through your nose, and he's just leading you up and down, throughout. And sometimes you act like everything is okay. And you always want to believe everything is going to be okay. But it has nothing to do with life. Everything is okay because of the sacrifice of his son. It has nothing to do with you. Does everybody understand this? It doesn't matter what the external circumstances look like. What? You're doing it.
It makes me think of when I was a sincere truth seeker. And then to run headlong into this. It's like, this is not the truth you want to run into. You know, you want it to be more self-satisfying. But this just slaps you right in the face.
Well, I mean, you've heard, I think with each one of you at some point, you've heard me, you talk about you're just trying to do the best, or you want to do the right thing, or and I make fun of you. It sounds so sincere. And what it does, that the thing of wanting to do good or wanting to do the right thing is what gives you a place to stand. It gives you righteousness. And it's even if it's momentary, you'll sell everything else for that moment of righteousness. So it's unless if you're not at the point where for the predicate of that I can't do what I want to do, what I don't want to do, that's what I do. Unless you can have it all together outwardly, that's meaningless. It talks about, and this is why you're tested in these. You just side somebody pulls out in front of you in traffic. Some unexpected thing happens. And because that's what God is interested in. What is your response? Will you stay in faith in those responses? Will you leave the mercy seat and go to the judgment seat? Because you have to go to the judgment seat to want to do good. First of all, it's your definition of good, which is meaningless. Oh, then you can come up with all kinds of justifications. They're never ending. But fundamentally, the desire to do good gives you a place to stand. And it's the evidence of how deeply you have eaten and consumed the fruit of the tree of good and evil. Amen? I find
that I hate this, but I like this. I hate it because it's so, because of what it is, but I like it because this is not, I mean, this to me, this is a simple declaratory sentence that I can understand, and it doesn't change. It's always appropriate, and it's not some ephemeral, I live, but he lives, and I don't know how I live, and, the Trinity and all these things that I don't understand. This I understand.
I find then a law that when I would do good, when I desire to do the right thing, when my sincerity is so syrupy that it's obnoxious to the one you're speaking to. There's no more place. You in a relationship with this is where your soulmate or the other person can see it so quickly. And you think you're doing the right thing. And it just gets so, it's just so sickening. But the moment you want to do the right thing, then you've lost the ability to discern. The steel trap has come down. And so you just, oh my God. And God will do everything in the world. He'll kill your dog. He'll do anything to cause you to come to this place where you're freed from this incessant placing, trying to find a place to stand. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Now, it doesn't answer it, does it? It doesn't say, oh, Jesus Christ has delivered me from the body of this death. No. It says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God. Now, they're not talking about this mind up here that you... It's the inward mind of Christ that desires it. That desires, but you see the contrast. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And remember, this is where I'm going to close. I'm just going to remind you. This spoke of a specific death penalty in the Roman Empire that was reserved for really, really traitors and sedition and all that. They took a dead body and chained it face to face to you. You can't imagine this. There's nothing in our consciousness that can even come into this. But that dead body is chained so that as the flesh rots, continues to rot in the dead body, the maggots and the rot just incorporates and becomes part of you. Anybody relate to any of this? So I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
And that dead body, that's the burden. That's the weight.
That's right. And any attempt to resurrect the dead body brings back the whole dead body.
Necromancy.
Amen? All right, I got to go. So you guys can continue the discussions or whatever.
But we won't say anything about the irony of being led around by your nose. Your nose. We won't say that.
All right. See you guys. Can you, will you take this back?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take the red hornet.